This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
accidental genius amazes me. How many life-changing innovations have come about simply because someone was paying attention? Consider the invention of the indispensable Post-it note. The adhesive literally behind it was invented by 3M senior scientist Spencer Silver. His job? To develop super strong adhesives. But in 1968, he developed a weak adhesive with little holding power. He scratched his brain trying to find a suitable application, but all in vain. And so his invention lingered in limbo until 1974. When a fellow 3M researcher, Art Fry, was attending a church service and wondered how he might bookmark his hymnal without ruining the page. He recalled hearing a presentation by Silver about this new adhesive. One thing led to another, and Silver and Fry created the Post-it note. 3M launched the Post-it note nationally in 1980. It became a staple in every office supply closet in the universe. By paying attention, Mr. Fry changed the world. You might want to make a note of that. Here's a throwaway worth saving. You know that little white plastic Parsons table pizzerias put in the center of the takeout box to keep the lid from sagging into the pizza pie? Well, it was invented by a New Yorker named Carmela Vitale in the mid-80s. Carmela wasn't a design engineer or even a professional packager. She was a mom on a mission. Carmela was fed up to hear, can you see where I'm pointing? With pizza box lids smushed into her family's steaming, gooey, and otherwise tantalizing pie. She fixed this grisly problem with what she called the Package Saver. It was later renamed the Pizza Saver. As a result, America has enjoyed takeout pizza in pristine condition, as prescribed in the Bill of Rights, ever after. Her invention is used zillions of times a year in pizza takeout joints across the land. And it made Carmela millions. The Pizza Saver, one of those things you see and say, why didn't I think of that? Here's another slice of life that changed the world. You know, you think, gee, I could never be a songwriter like Paul McCartney. But if Paul McCartney had thought that way, he wouldn't be Paul McCartney either. Turns out, simple observation, paying attention, and just letting things be led to many of the Beatles' hits. Music producer Rick Rubin interviewed McCartney, asking how some of their hits were inspired. You might think it took hours of grueling brainstorming. Well, maybe so, but the spark often came out of thin air. McCartney spoke of Ringo's Ringoisms or malaprops, his funny way of saying things wrong that seemed right. One morning he shows up in the studio seeming a little worse for wear. They ask him, "Hey, mate, what's going on?" And Ringo replies, "Oh, I had a hard day's night." "A what?" And the rest is musical history. On a flight with fellow Beatles and crew, Paul was seated next to a roadie. Both were about to eat dinner. The roadie turns to Paul and says, "Do you have the salt and pepper?" McCartney looks at him and says, "Did you say salt and pepper?" "Who?" And again, that big light bulb in the sky appeared, and a hit was born. I guess the lessons here are pay attention, be open, and don't write something off as too silly for a second look. In one moment of serendipitous random spontaneity, you might create something amazing and change the world forever. Don't scoff at that harebrained or half-baked idea. It just might be your ticket to ride.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.